Monster Buddy joining you live right now here on WWCR around the world on the 11th day of January. Time's moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit late coming in here, but we made it in here. Praise Yahweh. Got a great message for you tonight, and tonight's message is universalist philosophy. But Satan is very crafty. He wants to defeat Christianity. He wants to defeat Judaism. And he wants to defeat Islam. That's the three major players on the world scene. And they must be eliminated so that a new world socialist order has already begun here in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And Great Britain has long been socialist. France is socialist. Germany is under a tyrant government of socialism. And so the major players on the world scene, Russia, they've been socialist for so long it's not even funny. China is a communist socialist state. And so then we're getting socialism brought to you courtesy of the New World Order. Now, why would the New World Order want socialism? Well, because that means that the people cease from having a say in the affairs. Oh, these elections, we have elections here in the United States, but the winner was already predetermined. The money was on the horse. And the problem is they place their money on both of their candidates, or the both horses running in a race. It doesn't matter which one wins. It's a no-lose situation and a no-win situation for the dumb sheep that are led astray to believe that we have a voting privilege to change the course or the events that are in our historic times that we live in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know for a fact that universalism is going to be placed into the New World Order. The Bible itself has been interpreted as a universalist religious book. Now, I'll show you what I mean. Such scriptures as go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, this presents a false application of Scripture simply because such words and phrases are wrongly used. This misuse of these words, all and every creature and things of this nature, is very misleading, and you're going to have to consider this to find the truth. Now, Matthew 15:24, the Messiah answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And in Matthew 10:6, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and unto any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Because of this contradiction, we need to find out why this appears to be so, and why the popular interpretation about going to all races contradicts this statement and this command of the Messiah. There are different words in the Bible that we should consider, and these words have been misapplied as the word all or ever in Hebrew and Greek, and so we need to investigate those that are misused to promote forms of universalism in the New Testament. The Greek word holos is used as the whole, whereas the more frequently used word pais is used to indicate a part, or as being all of either a greater or lesser part. It is making of pious to have the same meaning as holos that causes the error. When translators have so often translated pious as all, ever, or whatsoever, it means all of that part, or every one of that part, or whosoever of that part. The word whosoever is frequently translated from the word pais, that is translated as all. unsuspecting about the bad translation then begins to believe that the Bible has salvation for all. And in truth, it doesn't, ladies and gentlemen. So the main question, does all usually mean all of everything? And the answer is a resounding no, with the proper word inserted where the mistranslated word of holos has been put into the scripture. So what we're going to have to see here is the proper way to read the Bible. Now when it says, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, that word simply isn't in there as including all races, creeds, and colors or whatever. That's not meant to be there. So the translators, and I call them the translators, because it looks like there's a deliberate plot by men who have crept in, just like they crept into the United States. Here we have the founding fathers, and Yahweh forbid that I speak evil of righteous men that had righteous intentions of organizing a nation of freedom-loving and freedom-caring people. But in reality, it's becoming more and more certain that we were designed and purposed and structured under bondage to the Queen and the evil ones of England that we tried to succeed from and form a new republic, which we thought we had. But ladies and gentlemen, why is it that these men that formed our government and constitution, why is it that the designers of this government were all of the satanic Illuminati honor, the people that had honor, who deserved no honor bestowed upon them for purposes of spiritual truth? We look at Washington, D.C. itself. It's laid out in a satanic pattern. The goat's head is there. All of the symbols are there of the Masonic high order. All the temples that are built are built and designed to enslave people. And you know that our leaders at that time were aware, as they wore the Masonic apron, to bring about an enslavement, while prominence liberty, they give us, if you will, enslavement and entrapment that is now just becoming a reality, and those that are becoming aware of it are now asking, why? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of the great design, cosmic design, if you will, of the Luciferians, or the reptilians, as I call them, and now they are having to move quickly. Now, it's been noted before by this pastor that the Illuminati and the New World Order designed three world wars to bring in the complete establishment of a New World Order. There's more and more reports of a cashless society. And ladies and gentlemen, bad times have to come upon a nation to get a nation to become subservient to the whims of the leaders that are over us. And now they say we have no money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are capable of printing all kinds of money. And lately, that seems to be the order of our government, to print more and more Federal Reserve notes, which is owned by the international Illuminati, the banksters, as I call them. And, ladies and gentlemen, this creates debt. assured that it's creating more debt. Now, who's going to pay for this? Well, the enslavement of the people, as you see, the bankers charge interest, ladies and gentlemen, which is against the laws of Yahweh. For Yahweh and his laws are designed to keep his land. This belongs to Yahweh, by the way, and it was given to the sons of Yahweh. That's the original inheritors of the land. That's why it was called a republic, not a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. And so then, the whole of this organization, they knew how to organize and to deceive those who came with their Bibles by giving them a bad translation. So the answer to the main question, does all usually mean all of everything? Or all of that part being spoken about only? Does all the world mean the people in the entire planet? Or just all of those people that are in that part of the planet being spoken to or about? Now, let's weigh the scripture that shows the words such as all, which is strictly confined to all of each context. And by weighing the scripture that shows the words, we will strictly confine to all of each context. On in simple terms, all the world is better put as all that world, thus excluding every other world or the cosmos. The words for all and every or whosoever are often singular, not plural. Thus they refer to one group or one people or one class or of that class of people that would be scattered according to the Messiah and his word, only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, let me give you a scripture to put this in perspective, and we will consider Deuteronomy 28:10. All and all of the peoples, plural, of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. Deuteronomy 28:10. Now, if salvation is to all, here all the peoples of the earth do not include Israel. And that's the actually, it is a subject that if you would study on, it would really not make sense to include all the people of the world be afraid of if you're in the name of Yahweh, as opposed to a certain group of people that will use the name of Yahweh, and then they would use a counter, that's universalism. Now enter the great whore. Let's talk about the great whore of Revelation chapter 17. The Bible says that there will be a system that will bring in a name of blasphemy. Revelation 13:1. We see that this name of blasphemy is upon the head between the horns of the great whore that would deceive the whole earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the whole earth is not deceived. There would be a remnant. There's a large portion of the world deceived, and that's for sure. But there's always been a remnant of the house of Israel that have eyes to see and ears to hear. So therefore, it's not the whole earth that is going to be deceived. It says the whole earth will be deceived except those whose names or those who have the real name to be hated for. And all of the earth, all of the peoples of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. Here all the people do not include Israel in any way, which says go into all the world. It is not inclusive of every race. And failure to understand this is the source of error in the modern popular evangelistic teaching. Because of the importance of this matter, any person seeking truth can look through a concordance, either the Strong's or the Young's, to satisfy themselves as to the right application of the word pious, that is translated as all. Some examples are given further to show you this. Now let me show you. The Messiah says that it is not given for everyone to hear or to understand, and if the gospel is hid, it's hid to them that is lost. He said, because it is given unto you to understand the scriptures and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 13, 1 and verse 11. And immediately, we have just one exception like this, then every and all cannot include all exception or the other exceptions in an exception that is made about the Edomites who cannot find repentance, or those born as tares, which the Messiah said, leave them alone. These cannot be part of the all being addressed by the Messiah, and neither did he preach to certain peoples, as we have seen. It is not meant to give that which is holy unto the dogs, is what he says, praise Yahweh, and go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That means a peculiar people. And all the earth shall see that you're called by my name. Well, the whore church of Revelation 17, and in her cup was a filthy cup of abomination, and in her head was a name of blasphemy. Now this name, by the sly cunning craftiness of the devil, has been used as the Savior's name in the Bible. Did you know that the master deceptors who were sent to deceive the very elect, if possible, came in with a name of blasphemy, and yet the whole world is in love with it, and they adore it, and they sing praises to it, and yet this is the name that our Creator said would be accepted, and his name, the one that he indicated to his sheep, when all the world will see that you're called by my name, they'll be afraid of you. You let a Yahweh man or a Yahweh woman stand up and witness in a church of those who will not accept the name or those who do not use the name, and see what it does. It promotes fear among those who have never heard it. I can walk into a church and then use the name, and it brings immediate confusion. Now, the Bible said where there is confusion, there's every evil work. If you bring the only name given under heaven whereby that you could be saved, why should it bring confusion? Well, it's because there's a conflict. Because they've been encouraged to go out and save everything on the planet. And it is the job of the modern evangelist to take this gospel to every creature. Because they think that they're fulfilling the command of Mark 16. When in reality, the bad translation, which did not agree with the original translation, ladies and gentlemen, the word use of all or ever has been inserted when it wasn't to include all of the people of the earth, because Yahweh certainly is not going to save all of the people on the earth. You say, well, buddy, he'll save those that will accept him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't accept something that's not for you. If it's not for you, then you can't accept it. I don't care how it's offered to you and who gives it to you or who makes the promise to give it to you. If it's not pleasing to our Father, Yahweh, cast not your pearls before the swine. Make no leagues or no covenant with the people round about you, Israel. And then when Yahweh scattered, but simply because they wanted to be like the heathen, Yahweh scattered them among the heathen, but at a later time, he repented himself and returned to seek out his sheep. And this is recorded in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, the great and the magnanimous Yahweh said, I am the good shepherd, and I give my life for the sheep. My sheep will hear my voice. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the shepherd is not for a wolf. Again, the voice of the shepherd is not for a tare. It's not meant for a tare. It's not meant for a wolf. It's not meant for a snake. It's not meant for the serpent seed. It's not meant for the evil. And the Bible said the whole earth lies in wickedness, and Yahweh searches out a man's heart. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a sheep, or if you are a good person, you may be deceived and in this bell box system that I'm talking about tonight that has a false name, and you're calling upon it for salvation. But the Bible says, all of the earth shall see that you're called by my name. It just so happens that 6,823 times in the Bible, particularly the old parchment, his name is written in the original language that was delivered to the sheep. Now, there's been those who have crept in unaware, and they've changed the love letter to the people of Yahweh. They've included in this false religion a name, and a name of blasphemy that the whole world is trusting. And they make that available, and they compass land and sea, and when they make them, they make them proselytes twofold more the children of hell than they were to begin with. Now, did you catch that? Here's a people that think that they're right, and they go evangelizing and saving people and joining them to a congregation, be it Protestant or Catholic, and they take them into their church and assembly in a name that cannot be proven. Jesus is not 500 years old. And yet, the Christian world has adopted Jesus as the name of the Savior of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a Savior of His people. Yahweh is a Father. He's not a God. He knows no other gods. There's no other gods before Him, after Him. And He don't know none. He sits alone and by Himself. And He ordains and calls and predetermined through predestination that He is the God of the inheritance that relates to Israel alone. And why people can't see this is far beyond me. And it's simply because the blind have followed the blind, and eventually they will wind up in the ditch. Now, let's take a look, if you will, at the scriptures of Yahweh, and let's understand exactly what Yahweh has done for those who love Him and serve Him, and that will follow after Him in the great name of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are certain covenants that He made, and judgment were given to Israel alone. To you, he said. To you. Of all the families in the earth, to you only have I given this covenant. And when the scripture teaches these direct scriptures showing the exclusiveness of Israel through both of the testaments, what is inferred from indirect verses as used by universalists, universalists use what appears to be direct statements, but are certain that there are words that have been given new meanings and tenses, and sometimes completely wrong and deceptive, meaning they have been placed on words, and some of these have been accepted into the modern teaching, and these manufactured word meaning types are added to fit the interpretation. This is the common way of teaching or deceiving or bringing in people that are not authorized through covenant and through manifest in terms of the Christian experience in other races, both psychology and deliverance from demonic activities and protection, while other races are amongst Israel have application here, but redemption can only apply to those to whom it is given, and it was given to those of the house of Israel. As we have done reviewed, Mark 16 and verse 15, go into all the world is misused in what appears to be saying that the gospel is for every race and for every creed and color. Which world were the disciples to go into? Now that's a fair question. When the disciples were sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to whom and to which world were they sent? When the Messiah said in Matthew 15:24, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to what race was he sent to? Are we to say that the Messiah was wrong and that they were sent to every race? Are we to say that the Messiah was wrong in sending his disciples only to Israelites? Now, it's a fair question. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, our church has got people all over the world saved, and we've had our evangelists and our missionaries go into the mission fields abroad. And glory to God, and they have won souls for Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible says, straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it, I am not sent but only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What race was he sent to? He was sent to the house of Jacob. Now, Jacob had the ability to blush, and we know that the Messiah came from that race because not only was he the offspring of Jacob, he was the progenitor of Jacob according to Revelations 22 and verse 16. It's right in the Bible. And yet people turn and use these beggarly elements or these words that have been sanitized and traditionalized to accept all people into the church or the ecclesia as members and with no discrimination. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what universalism is, and that's why that the church world today is working with the leaders of the nation. These are the false prophets, and I could name you several great evangelists of the past who have evangelized the world, filled up large, huge stadiums of anything that you could drag, chase, or pull onto the parking lot. And they would park their carcasses in the seats and be promised liberty when they who were preaching it were themselves the servants of corruption and deception. Oh, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, it's just wonderful that God loves everybody. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know when he comes back, he's not going to be that little God that people recognize, because he's going to say, bring those who would not that I should rule over them. This is the New World Order. This is the agenda of the New World Order. And they're going to be slain in his presence. So then he does have a heart to destroy the wicked. And everybody that's deceived into thinking that God loves everybody is in the category of becoming an enemy to him who does not love everyone, but only them of the lost sheep of the house of Israel to whom they were sent. That's the command to the evangelist. If you're an evangelist listening to me tonight, you have no authority to go outside of your own people, if you're of Jacob, and save anyone else. Were his disciples Israelites? If they were told to go into all the world, why did they not go to the black race? Why didn't they go to the Chinese or the Indians? Why did they choose only one direction and proceed to where the children of Israel were? The location of the house of Israel at that time can be easily established historically. Matthew 11:1. He departed hence to preach in their cities. Ladies and gentlemen, Christ came to preach to his people. And he was bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh. And he never at any time offered salvation to anyone other than his sheep. Both those who were in Israel proper and those who were scattered abroad. Consider again John 3:16. Is it a reality? Is it biblical to state that John 3:16, that God so loved the world, when he says, he that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him? Ladies and gentlemen, God would not expect you to love something that he doesn't love. And so then John 3:16 is not in the oldest manuscripts that are recorded in the Greek New Testament. It is something that has been added to the text to gain favor and give a church, in this case the whore church, the abominable church, the church with a filthy cup of abominations in her hand. She sits on seven hills. And her priests and prophets are to proselyte as they compass land and sea. And so it is with the Protestants, who now have picked up the missionary spirit of the whore, as they themselves have become the harlots, to distribute salvation in a monetary sense. It does pay, ladies and gentlemen, because when they fill up the stadiums and when they fill up the giant churches with people that are saved with the word all or every one or whosoever, these are misguided preachers that will not tell you that Mark 16:15 refers to going to every person of every race on earth, as opposed to the word of actual interpretation, which doesn't mean all, but those of a select group. And that's what they won't tell you. Their proclamations is, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And they take that as a command and a proclamation to go and proselyte people. And when they do, they make them two for more the children of hell than they were to begin with. Let's look at the word creature. That Strong's number in the Greek, 2936, as original formation, building, creature, and ordinance. Vines Dictionary, if you look at vines, and that's what we'll look at here, has the word kiso. It's used among the Greeks to mean the foundation of a place, a city, or a colony. It is significant confirmation of Romans 1:20 that in all non-Christian Greek literature, these words, kitso, and its derivatives, are never used by Greeks to convey the ideal of a creator or of a creative act by any of their gods. The words are confined by them to the acts of human beings. This is the creature, or rather the creation, of Mark 16:15, and the word kitos in the Greek is used to indicate that the product of human building or formation in this context refers to a village or a place where people live. Go where my lost sheep live and preach to them this gospel of reconciliation. Now, let's examine the preconditions of the gospel. Christ referred to those who were not his sheep. And of certain, he didn't want his disciples to go to those who were not his sheep. And yet today, the people excludes nothing. They'll take anything in to their churches that will confess Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ the proper name? And again, the name Jesus is not 500 years old. Now, there was no J's in 1611. And so then, the disciples could not have gone to a people and proclaimed the name of Jesus. None of the disciples had ever heard of Jesus. When this name was given, it was given after the Council of Nice in 325 A.D. by Constantine, when he proclaimed a name of Jesus. This is in honor of the Greek god Zeus, and the spelling was amazingly similar to Yahweh, which in the Greek is spelled I-E-U-E. All they had to bring in was the S-U, or the Zeus. And that's the marvel of the name of blasphemy, how it was inserted into the tools of universalism. And universalism has become the modern tool of Christianity. And in respect to the New World Order, the New World Order is using these religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, as a pretense to fight a war to settle the issue of religion. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a plan to destroy all of the religions. Because, let me show you something, when the seeds of destruction are sown in false names and false religions, the end is destruction. It has an end. But the truth, let's examine the name of Yahweh in this context, Deuteronomy 28:10, and of all of the people of the earth that shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, they shall be afraid of you. If you don't think they are, you use the name Yahweh next time you witness to someone. They mostly don't even know what you mean. And yet, you'll hear these preachers, when they get very excited, and they want to put emphasis on their sentences in context, they'll say, Hallelujah! 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, what they're saying, without them knowing it, because most of them don't know what they're saying, praise be to Yahweh. Some of them will not even say Yahweh. simply because it interferes with their belief system as they worship under the name Jesus or other false names. And so then the battle of religions, Yahweh's name is cast to the ground. But it's revered by those who love him and call upon his name, and whosoever shall call upon his name, whose names were on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, who were predestined to have this gospel, because if the gospel is hid, if this name is hid, it's hid to them that are lost. I'm going to repeat that because it makes the devil mad. And Pastor Buddy just loves to make the devil mad. You say, well, why? Simply because I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and I was to bring the name of salvation that's been kept hidden and secret for these 42 generations, and including into this present time, where the name Yahweh is now being preached worldwide. And when this gospel and this name is preached into all of the world, wherever the particular, peculiar people of Yahweh, the lost sheep, when they hear this name, if they're sheep with their names on the Lamb's book, they will hear this. They can't turn from it. There's others that would like to have it, but don't have enough grit and enough backbone, because they have to go against mama. They have to go against wife. They have to go against husband. They have to go against children. They have to go against the tradition of the world. And full well, Yahweh said in his gospel, full well they reject me to keep their own tradition. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what is it and why is it that man loves a lie better than truth? Look unto me, Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, all you, and be you saved, all of the ends of the earth. At first glance, this appears to have that universal context or meaning. The word translated as earth is the Hebrew word eretz, which is mostly translated as country, or earth in the sense of a localized area of that part of the earth belonging to a people, for example, the land or earth of Israel. In context, the whole chapter is about Israel and no other. So when he says, look unto me and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, he was talking to his people, his sheep, the sheep of his pastor. And today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So if this gospel is going out to you into the localized area where you live, to you, this gospel is meant, if you are of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and only the lost sheep of the house of Israel, for it is exclusive in thee that you should be blessed. When it says, in you shall all nations be blessed, Galatians 3:7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached and proclaimed before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. This verse, together with the verses below, are favored again by the universalists because they seem to present a universal gospel for all races and nations. That word is sometimes translated emotively as heathen. To try to add weight to the universal argument, to understand any passage of Scripture, it is necessary to look at it as a whole by going back to the prophecy behind and see what it is that it's fulfilling to Abraham. Genesis 12:2. I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and will curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 18 and 18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, his families, of all the families of the earth through the seed of Abraham. And of course in this, there was a division through Abraham. It was through Isaac that the seed would come, not through Ishmael, and not through anyone else, not through any of the heathen, not through any of the Gentiles, but only the family of Abraham that came through the house of Shem. And so it's the Shemites that received the blessing from the house of Jacob. Isaac being the progenitor of Jacob, and Yahweh being the progenitor of Isaac, according to Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. And to thy seed, Genesis 28:14, shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee, and in thy seed, shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. Psalms 22:27, listen as I hurry. All the ends of the earth shall see, and shall remember and turn unto Yahweh. And all the kindreds, that's kin, of those nations belonging to the house of Jacob. Here are the nations of the earth. In Abraham, not all of the nations of the earth, not all of the races, because the word all has been misinterpreted or mistranslated into the New Testament scriptures to deceive those who would believe a lie and be damned. And the Bible says, from such turn away. The promise to Abraham was to all nations without any exceptions. All cannot include those who are cursed and those who God says he hates. Hence, all means all the nations of Israel. And throughout Scripture, Israel was to dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations, which is listed in Numbers 29 or 23 and 9. Prophecy sustains this. Daniel 7:27. Listen as I read. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve him. Isaiah 60:12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall utterly be wasted. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that all doesn't mean inclusive all of the people in the earth. All is been mistranslated from the very beginning of the Bible, as we know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. I'm going to have to wrap it up here and get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, tonight, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul for STEM Tech, 1-800-253-2748. And if you'd like to write me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can do so by writing me at Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on a Sunday evening on the 11th day of January. We're live here around the world on WWCR. I'll be live with you tomorrow night on WWRB 3.185 around the world on the Voice of the South Clear Channel around the world with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. That's Pastor Buddy at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 8 Central. with you tomorrow night on WWRB 3.185. Listen for me again next Sunday night on WWCR 5070 around the world. And let me give you my phone number tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall is telling me that I got to get on down the line here, so I'll see you next Sunday night here on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, and I'll see you tomorrow night live on WWRB. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you.